for Arts News Now with Alice Walker. And the talk of the town this week has been the Logies.
It has, and largely thanks to comedian Tom Gleeson, who took out the top prize, the Gold Logie for Most Popular Personality on TV. Gleeson is, of course, the host of ABC TV's Hard Quiz and a regular on The Weekly with Charlie Pickering. And just as last year he successfully campaigned for Grant Denyer to take out the top award, this year he campaigned hard to win the gong himself. He tweeted
joking. Denyer would have a thing to say about that, but anyway, go on. Yeah.
Well, he did yep. Indeed. Tom Gleeson tweeted joke attack ads against his fellow nominees. He threatened to axe Hard Quiz if he didn't win. And he promised his speech would be, quote, annoying and funny if he did win. And that's probably true. His speech did get big laughs, but it no doubt ruffled some feathers too as he made fun of the prize.
Now, it was a big night for the ABC, a long time since the ABC has picked up a Gold Logie.
It was the first time the ABC won a Gold Logie since Gary McDonald as Norman Gunston in 1976. And Gleeson also acknowledged his ABC colleague Costa Georgiadis, who was also nominated for the Gold Logie. His program, Gardening Australia, won Most Popular Lifestyle Program, and he took home Most Popular Presenter too.
To all of the gardeners out there and all of the people that open up their world, whether they're beekeepers, whether they're land carers, whether we're out on country, this is for you. This Logie is going to travel the country. It's not collecting dust. I want it sitting on compost bins. I want it in community gardens. I want it going everywhere because this is for you. Thank you for backing us. This is about a narrative, gardening, and taking gardening into the future and bringing everyone with us.
And there were many more wins for the ABC, which topped the night with 10 awards. And perhaps what's even more surprising, Jason, is Channel 7 got none, and Channel 9 won only a joint award with the ABC through Deborah Mailman, who took out Most Popular Actress for Bite Club and Mystery Road. It was a good night for Channel 10, though, with 6 wins, and Foxtel's Stan and SBS got some trophies as well.
All right, let's move from Australian TV's Night of Nights to Hollywood's, because this year's Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences invites are out. Tell me about what's happening there.
There are 842 names on this year's list to join the Academy, which puts on the Oscars. All of the 17 branches of the Academy can invite movie practitioners to join who've demonstrated exceptional achievement in the field. And once they're in the Academy, they can vote on the Oscars. This year, there are a bunch of Australians who've been invited to join.
Yeah, there are, aren't there? Like who?
There's Jennifer Kent of Nightingale and the Babadook fame. She's been invited by both the directors and the writers, so she'll have to choose which branch she wants to join. Director of Mystery Road, the film, Ivan Sen, is on the list as well. Liz Watts of Animal Kingdom has been invited by the producers. And Fiona Crombie, who was recently nominated for an Oscar for her production design on The Favourite, I believe you've had on the program,
yes,
Jason.
Yes, we have, yeah.
There are some big names on the list too. There's Lady Gaga for her role in A Star is Born, Adele for her work on Skyfall, and Annie Lennox for her music on The Lord of the Rings, Return of the King. The Oscars have been criticised in recent years for a lack of diversity, so it's interesting to note that for the very first time, the Academy's invited just as many women as it has men, and it's invited 29% people of colour. So its total membership will now be more than 9,000.
Just quickly, the US is going to remake an Australian show. Which show?
So CBS and Fox are remaking A Moody Christmas, the dysfunctional family comedy that's familiar to ABC audiences, and it led to the series The Moodies. The US version will be 6 episodes long and will be co-executive produced by the Australian creators Trent O'Donnell and Phil Lloyd and producer Jason Burrows.
Congratulations to them. Always interesting to see how these things translate. Alice Walker there with Arts News.